The devotional for today was written by Patrice Fowler Searcy. I have had the privilege of traveling to many countries, and I love doing so. One of the places I had the opportunity to visit and will always cherish was my time in Israel, and specifically the time I spent in Jerusalem. The experience of visiting many of the places Jesus walked, prayed, taught, was crucified, and resurrected from the dead was life-changing. I remember walking up the winding road to the Mount of Olives and passing by a man with his donkey. That experience felt like I had been transported back to biblical times. Standing on the Mount of Olives, the place where, according to Luke chapter 22, verse 29, Jesus went to pray to pour his heart out to God, was a surreal and sacred experience. After reading today's devotional passage, I closed my eyes and began to reminisce about some of the things I saw while standing on the Mount of Olives. I remember the opulence and majesty of the Temple Mount. I remember the perfect imperfection of the centuries-old walls surrounding the old city. And I remember being overwhelmed and comforted as I walked into the Chapel of the Ascension, and the Spirit of God enveloped and surrounded me. Truly, the presence of the Lord was in that place and on that mountain. As my attention returns to today's devotional scripture passage, I am not surprised by the disciples' curiosity about when the end time will come. Although this is a familiar passage, my spirit is troubled by the fact that many of the events Jesus described as foreshadowing the end of days, false prophets, people betraying and hating one another, falling away from the church, increasing lawlessness, love growing cold, wars and rumors of wars, all of these signs are evident as I write. Jesus speaks of these end-time signs and that his return is at hand, and he also shared the good news. The kingdom of God will be proclaimed throughout the world. That's the message of Advent. Even though life as we know it is and can be unsure, unsettling, and tenuous as we wait for the next moment, day, month, or year, we are not without hope, because we have the assurance that God is with us and will come again. So we wait with expectation, surrounded by Holy Spirit, much like I was while in Jerusalem, with the comfort, peace, and faithful promises of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Faithful and gracious God, we place all of our hope and trust in you as we move, breathe, and have our very being. For you have promised that despite everything that life may present, you are with us, and the kingdom of God shall be proclaimed. Today we proclaim boldly in and through Jesus Christ that you have overcome all of the uncertainty, sin, and calamities of this world. Amen.